Hi, this is Silke. You left a note on my windshield in Malibu today at Broad Beach. I don't know why. I have the Prius, but I'm not sure if you hit my car maybe from the back or where you left your number. It'd be really nice if you let me know. My phone number is 310-99. Thank you so much. Bye. Hello?
Hi, Silke?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car because I dinged it.
Oh.
About 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry. I've been on vacation. I went to the Bahamas.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, thanks for calling me back.
You're welcome.
So that's very nice of you, you know, to let me know.
Oh, it's no problem. Did you get it fixed already?
No, I didn't.
Did it look that bad? Because I was really high when I did it, so I couldn't really tell. I couldn't really gauge for myself if it was bad or not.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it's just like the, how do you say, I'm German, like stripes, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like you could see that, you know, someone, but you know, I don't know. I took a picture because I wasn't sure, like, I didn't really understand the note. Like, I didn't even know. I mean, I could see, I couldn't see any dent, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I just like the color, but I have, you know, it's a leasing car, and I have an appointment next week with Toyota. So, you know, what I wanted to do is to show them, because the thing is, since it's a leasing car, you know, I would have to pay for it.
Yelp.
You know, for any, but if it's not bad, then usually they're, you know, they're okay.
I should probably come clean. I didn't really even ding it. I didn't touch your car except when I put the note on. I just thought you looked really cute and I just wanted to get your phone number.
You're kidding.
No, that's all. That's
No, I'm trying to, because you know, this is really confusing.
Yeah.
This is honestly because they are stripes in the back. Like, I even took a picture and I was like, did this happen today or did someone hit the car another day?
Maybe it was another day.
So then I figured, well, if that some, you know, person leaves a note, then it must have been today. That is so weird.
Yeah. I think we've started our relationship off on the wrong foot. We started with lies.
Are you high now?
Yeah. I'm always high. Is that attractive to you in a guy when they're just high 24/7?
Do you want me to answer truthfully?
Of course, yeah. We need to be honest with each other if we're going to be involved.
Yeah, totally.
I pretty much can't function at all anymore because I just I'm high all the time.
Oh, because you've been thinking too much about me for the past 2 weeks in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But. This is so weird. So you sure you didn't hit my car?
Oh, no, I'm positive. I don't even have a car. I can't afford a car because I don't work much because I just get high a lot. And, like, any spare money I have, like, every cent goes to marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Do you grow marijuana?
Oh,
so
no.
You can give me a discount.
Oh, maybe. You like to smoke, too? I guess I've hit the jackpot.
No, actually, I don't smoke, but I like to smell it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, we don't have that in common. Is it bad?
Is what bad? Marijuana?
Anyway, I'm here with a friend. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to go home.
Oh, where do you live
from
at?
From the pool.
Where do you live?
Oh, I live in West Hollywood.
What's your address?
Why? Do you live in West Hollywood?
Yeah, I just North Hollywood. I know where that is. I can take the bus. What's your address though? Because I'm gonna come over. I'll probably be really high, though, so try to ignore how high I am.
So, anyway, all right, I really gotta go.
Well, I didn't get your address yet. How am I gonna come over tonight?
Well, you don't need my address.
Are you gonna come to my house? Like, how are we gonna get started with our relationship?
I don't even know you. I thought that you're the guy who hit my car, because there's definitely something wrong.
We're gonna get to know each other. No, I didn't do anything to your car. I don't have a car. I've never owned a car before.
When did you see me? When I got out of my car and went to the beach, there was nobody near
me. I was hiding in a bush. I get really paranoid and shy.
How old are you?
I'm 27. Okay, fine, 37.
You're hilarious. Send me a picture of you, and then we can see if we...
it's all about looks with you.
I'm that superficial.
Next, you're going to tell me that you think it's lame that I still live with my mom.
Did you what?
I still live with my mom. Next, you're going to tell me you think that's lame.
Well, depends.
But
depends why you live with your mom.
Well, because I don't want to work. That's why.
Yeah, because you're high all the time. All right.
But,
Roy,
you know, we're in a recession.
I'm with a friend. It's really unfriendly. I thought actually it's someone else from Seattle because I'm having friends from Seattle in town tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming into town. So since you have a Seattle number, I thought that, or Washington number, I thought that it's them.
Yeah.
So you're lucky that I even answered.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I went through all this trouble to get your number, so I'm really glad you answered. The friend you're with, is that a female?
Well, I thought you were in my car because there's definitely like color that's gone from my car, so I thought, I don't know. It must have been you. If you even know it, I mean.
is your friend a female or a male?
I'm sorry?
It's
two females.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Because I don't want you hanging around with other guys anymore because I get jealous.
Of course.
I get very, very jealous and paranoid.
I understand.
So if you could just tell all your guy friends
I'll
over.
I promise I won't hang with any other guys.
Thank you so much.
So I'm taking the elevator now, so I might lose you for good.
Oh, no, well, no, I'll just call back later. And quick, give me your address before you get in the elevator. North Hollywood, what street?
No, I'm not giving my address. I mean,
I know, but... Oh, you're cutting out. It's almost as if you're in an elevator.
Yeah.
Hello?
I know you're giving me your last name.
Jurbel, just like it sounds.
Hello?
Jurbel, just like it sounds.